In the name of Jesus, amen. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Last week, you remember, we heard Peter's boldness and confidence in Gethsemane. Oh, remember what he said? He said, Lord, even if all the others will deny you, I won't. I will never deny you. And then he doubled down. Remember that? Peter said, if I have to die with you, I will never deny you. That's bold, it's daring, and it's unflinching, courageous Peter. But now that Judas has betrayed Jesus, now that the SWAT team has arrested Jesus, now that Jesus is manhandled, cuffed, spit upon, beaten to a pulp, and led to the high priest's house, Peter loses it. The apostle parks himself in the high priest's courtyard, hoping not to be recognized as a disciple of Jesus. Imagine that. The night chills him to the bone, and so thinking about only his well-being, his inner love for Jesus dwindles as he warms himself by the bonfire while Jesus suffers the tyrannical injustice from the ecclesiastical deep state's false witnesses and false testimonies as they relentlessly try to make a case to put Jesus under the death sentence. Two young ladies and some of the others around the fire, they notice the Apostle Peter. You're a disciple of Jesus, aren't you? You're a hanger-on of Jesus, aren't you? Oh, you're one of Jesus' men, aren't you? Oh, yeah, your accent is Galilean, just like that of Jesus. And each of the three times, the once gallant, I will never deny you, Peter, he denies his Lord. What are you talking about? I don't know this Jesus. You would think, and I know this is easy to say, but you would think that this strong, bold fisherman of a man would have said these words. Yes, that's right. I am an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe in him. I trust in him. Now, would you like to believe in him too? And I'll tell you all about it. But tragically, he does not. He denies the Lord three times. And he passionately doubled down with curses and false oaths in his denials. What's that? What did we just hear? What did Peter just hear? The rooster. Oh my. It crows a second time, just as Jesus said. Brothers and sisters, all the roosters in Jerusalem could have screeched themselves to exhaustion. But what finally revealed to Peter his outrageous sin against Jesus was what? Was it the rooster crowing? No. It was a look. A look. From whom? From Jesus himself. The text said tonight, and the Lord turned and looked on Peter. And that's when Peter does what? He breaks down. He goes out. He realizes his sin, and he weeps bitterly, bitterly. With the look of our Lord Jesus Christ, the magnitude of Peter's sin is revealed to Peter. But there's something else going on here. Why else does Jesus look at Peter? It is for another reason. It is to show the apostle the Lord's divine mercy and the Lord's divine forgiveness. Because after all, if you know your Bible, you know this from Luke 22, that Jesus promised Peter that Jesus would what? Do you remember this? Pray for Peter so that his faith in Jesus would not be lost. Look it up tonight if you don't remember. It's Luke 22. And so in the midst of his immense suffering, Jesus takes the time to look at Peter. Poor, poor Peter, how he has fallen into the deep quicksand of sin. I have to bring him out of it again. I want him to turn from his sin and turn to me for my Good Friday forgiveness, life, and salvation. That's what the look means. and so too with all of us. When we sin against Jesus like Peter, Jesus gives us lots of rooster crowings, if you will. In other words, many signs and reminders that Jesus wants to repent us and to faith us in him, to turn us away from our sin against Jesus and then turn to Jesus for the forgiveness of all of our sins. Yeah, Peter stumbled into quite serious sin, but Peter was repented. Peter was faithed. And that's the whole point of our learning tonight and for all the rest of our lives. Brothers and sisters, Jesus died and he suffered for you. No matter what your sin, did you hear what I just said? No matter what your sin, no matter how much of your sin, no matter how profound your sin, when you stumble and when you fall, listen carefully now, when you stumble and when you fall, Jesus is there to pick you up again and to take you back with his divine forgiveness. Yes, you are forgiven in Jesus, totally of everything, completely of everything. Brothers and sisters, with such forgiveness from Jesus, if someone then would ever ask you, are you a follower of Jesus? You can boldly and confidently say this, of course I am. And let me tell you about this Jesus that I know and what he has done for me. He died for me, and he also died for you. So come and be a follower of Jesus just like me. Let us pray. O Lord Jesus Christ, look upon us poor sinners with your eyes of mercy, the same eyes of mercy with which you looked on Peter. Grant to us also that with Peter we mourn our sins, but also look to you in faith for forgiveness, that we may live forever with you in your kingdom. Amen.